People who want to start businesses in lower-income neighborhoods often have trouble getting bank loans, but there are some investors looking to help. Claire Trageser from member station KPBS in San Diego reports.
This strip mall on the outskirts of San Diego has a Mexican restaurant, a liquor store, and a coffee shop.
The coffee shop is called Project Rio Collective. It's filled with people working on laptops or hanging out while drinking Mexican mochas and lavender lemonades.
Project Rio Collective started out as five families who got together from cleaning up the neighborhood here.
Tommy Walker is one of the owners.
A lot of people in the neighborhood were saying we wish we had somewhere to hang out, somewhere we could grab a cup of coffee, meet our neighbors, do some homework and study.
The neighborhood called Paradise Hills is in a lower income part of town. Walker says after a successful first year, he went to a bank asking to borrow $4,000 for an espresso machine.
They said, no, you guys don't qualify because you haven't been around long enough.
This experience is typical, according to data compiled by the nonprofit Woodstock Institute. It shows that between 2012 and 2016, only about one in five businesses in low-income areas across the country received bank loans or even business credit cards. That's compared to almost three in five businesses in higher-income areas.
You have a cycle that kind of perpetuates that neighborhood being less friendly to business.
Spencer Cowan compiled the data.
Businesses don't get started, so employment stays depressed. The job opportunities aren't there in the neighborhood. Businesses that are there don't expand.
He says it can also drive businesses to predatory lending. That's what happened with Natalie Gill. After running her flower arranging business out of her home, she wanted to expand to a flower shop and cafe.
I had 2 years of experience with profit, but I don't know what it was, but it was just, I got rejected for every loan I tried for.
A normal small business loan has 5 to 10% interest, but she took a loan from an online company.
It was at 18% interest, and I had to pay it within 3 years, which was a risk I was willing to take because I had no other options.
The bank can't just say, I really like this person, I'm going to take a flyer on them because I know they're going to be successful.
Cardi Davis is an investment banker with C-Squared Advisors.
They have a good business plan, but if they don't have equity to put into the deal or cash to put into the deal, it's going to be very, very difficult to get a loan approved.
Davis says banks have certain criteria, such as a good credit history. He suggests that if potential borrowers don't have that, they can go to the Federal Small Business Administration. But here's the issue for low-income communities. Those loans still require big cash down payments or home equity, which business owners may not have.
There's always reasons to say no to a borrower. We always are looking for reasons to say yes.
Lauren Grattan is a founder of the investment company Mission Driven Finance. She says increasingly there are investors looking specifically for ways to address this inequality.
Mission Driven Finance does not look at personal credit scores. We instead look at the validity of the business and how well can you repay from the business earnings.
That allowed someone like Julie Reeder, the publisher of small local newspapers in the outskirts of San Diego, to get a $100,000 loan over 18 months with 8% interest, a typical business loan.
They were very concerned with what kind of job opportunities was this going to bring for the community? How was this going to help nonprofits in the community?
But Mission Driven Finance has only given out a few loans so far, and there aren't many other investment companies like it, which means there's still significant inequality in lending to businesses in lower income areas. For NPR News, I'm Claire Trageser in San Diego.